Good morning. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel. Classes are canceled for the rest of the week for Franklin Elementary School in Moline. A fire on Sunday caused significant damage, and it's not yet known when it might reopen. Superintendent Lancey McGuire says his goal is to find an alternative site where all 270 students and 20 staff can relocate.
Because what happens when you move students in the state of Illinois is there's all kinds of hoops you have to jump through as far as where are they going to go, what kind of building it is. So the state of Illinois requires a lot from us as far as planning and has to be inspected, and there's a lot of different things.
There's no damage estimate yet, but McGuire says due to water and smoke damage throughout the building, everything has to be cleaned before it can reopen. Parents and students should check the Moline School District's website for updated information. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner says professional athletes are free to protest during the national anthem, but he says to do so is insulting. Disclosure forms show Rauner is part owner of both the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Chicago Bulls. Rauner says the protests are insulting to the country and to veterans.
Part of that is freedom of speech and freedom of expression, and people in America are free to be insulting, and I may not agree with them or like it, but that's one of the freedoms, and we need to defend our freedom.
Rauner did not address President Donald Trump's comments that NFL team owners should fire players who, quote, disrespect our flag. Security forces from the Iowa National Guard are headed to Puerto Rico this morning to help with response to Hurricane Maria. The 24 airmen will assist local law enforcement. Iowa Public Radio's Sarah Bowden has more.
Iowa National Guard spokesman Colonel Greg Hapgood says it's rare to deploy airmen solely for security assistance. Usually a mission's focus is something like transportation or water purification. But due to the catastrophic devastation in Puerto Rico, Hapgood says security assistance is key towards stabilizing the U.S. territory.
Whether it's to help people find the safest route someplace, or to protect certain areas that they don't want people to go into because of dangerous conditions like a gas leak or, you know, other things that are harmful to people.
This deployment will likely last 1 to 2 weeks. The airmen come from units in Sioux City and Des Moines. I'm Sarah Bowden, Iowa Public Radio News.
Genesis Health System will once again try to prevent what it's predicting will be a worse-than-usual flu season. It will give free vaccinations to elementary school children in the Quad Cities for the 11th year in a row, starting at Grantwood Elementary School in Bettendorf today. Genesis Health System's Craig Cooper says stopping the flu among young kids is the most effective way to prevent it from spreading.
They carry it very effectively into the community where people who are older, younger, or have some sort of chronic condition are more likely to have severe complications to the flu.
Cooper says thousands of people die annually from flu complications. It's killed at least 72 people this year in Australia, which is now at the end of a historically bad flu season.
Which is sometimes an indicator of what will happen in the Northern Hemisphere. That's one of the ways that they try to work on the manufacture of the vaccine is based on what happened the previous year or what happened, for example, in the Southern Hemisphere.
Confirmed cases of the flu remain low so far in both Iowa and Illinois. Flu season runs from about October to May. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel.